Wednesday, the 5th of March, Kofchet Adoration, Rabbi Jeremy Conway, Kedusha Shavuos, Kedusha Ha'aretz.
May I have a birthday? I decided to speak about some of the concepts of Shavuos rather than the Halacha Lamaisa, just because time is so short. But also, I think you've had several presentations already. It is a complex area, but in the spirit of the Unishalma Purim Sefaseinu, after all, it's a very special mitzvah, comes once in 7 years. How can we get a chelek in it when we're here in Chutz La'aretz, possibly by giving tzedakah to support the farmers, by, according to some poskim, by buying a piece of land, which the shomrishavias.org were touting, although I believe not endorsed by many of the poskim, and be'ikah, by learning the inyonim. So therefore, it's kedai to go over some of the main inyonim. And I want to begin with a famous chazal, in Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Dilmorei Shomru Yisrael Shei Shabbosis Miyad Hein Nigolim, very well known Maimah Chazal. And the question everybody asks is, why do you need two Shabbosis? One Shabbos kept to perfection should be good enough to bring Mashiach. And indeed, well known Rambam, Motzakosh Baruch Hu Zakis Es Yisrael Tichu Hebrahem Torah Mitzvahs, because you only need one mitzvah in its perfection. That's all you need. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu gives us many, many opportunities. So why two Shabbosis? One Shabbos. And of course, the famous, well-known standard teretz is that the second Shabbos will not reach a state of perfection unless it is preceded by a whole week which has been blessed by the previous Shabbos before it. So it's the second Shabbos, the Ikkah. That's the standard teretz. But I saw from Rabbi Yaakov Fishman, a previous chief rabbi of Moscow, in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi Shavuos, he says, the Gevaldik Avot. He says, Ilmonei Yisrael Shomru Shtei Shabbosos. Because we have two mitzvahs for Shabbos. One is the mitzvah of Shabbos Bereishis, i.e. the Shabbos of the week. One is the mitzvah of Shabbos Ha'aretz, Shnas Shavuos. The Shabbos Ha'aretz, Shabbos Lashem, is the second mitzvah of Shabbos, which is also called Shabbos in the Torah. Shabbos Bereishis proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master of the universe. Shabbos Ha'aretz proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master of the land. To keep the weekly Shabbos, you need Emunah, you need Bitochon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, and he's the provider, and he's the sustainer, and you can safely stop work for one day a week, and nothing bad will happen, only good will come of it. But to observe the Shabbos Ha'aretz, and relinquish your ownership and your ba'alus over your possessions, that requires an extraordinary madrega of Bitochon, about which Chazal say that the Shomrei Shavuos are like the Malochim, Gebore Keyach, Oysa Dvoro. And you need the realization that Eretz Yisrael is a special land. And that really is the essential concept of Shavuos, summed up in a comment of the Sforno on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Kafei. And the land may not be sold permanently, it always comes back in the 50th year. Ki li kol ha'aretz, because the land is mine, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi, because you are mere temporary residents and sojourners with me. And the Sforno there says a wonderful comment in just a few words. Eretz Yisrael, Einoi Bechlal V'Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. So all the rest of the earth, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, V'Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom, is ours, is given to man. Eretz Yisrael is not given, Einoi Bechlal V'Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. It's not your land, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki li kol ha'aretz. The land actually is mine, says the Ben Shalom. You only have a leasehold, you don't have a freehold. And therefore in Yovel, it has to go back. And every 7 years, we have to demonstrate that we are not the Ba'alim over the land. And it's not, the whole concept of Shavuos is reflected in so many halachas. It's not that you cannot work the field, like on Shabbos, you can't work, certain halachas you can't do. It's not that you can't eat the payros, there's some kind of treifus about them, you can't eat them. No. It's rather that you cannot exercise bailus. And anything which appears to be exercising ownership, that is the issue. And this fundamental principle is reflected in many halachos. And first of all, Rashi stresses this in Astira, effectively, in the Psukim about Shavuos. Kisovoy el oretz, v'sholta oretz, Shabbos l'Hashem. When you come into the land, and the land will rest, a Shabbos, you may not harvest your vineyards, you may not reap your fields. You can't do it. You have to leave it all there. And the very next pasuk says, "V'hoisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'ochlo." So you can go and eat it. You can't reap it. You can't prune it. But you can eat it. So you have to eat it on the trees with your mouth. So Rashi explains, Alfal pisha osartim alecha, loy ba'achilo velo ba'hano'o osartim. I have not forbidden you to eat it, I have not forbidden you to have benefit from it. Elo oshelu sinhoig bohem kabal habayis. You shouldn't behave with these fields and with this property like a bal habayis. And therefore there are many halachos based on this, about Chazal koinit la'ochla, that you can pick, for example, a small amount of fruit for your family, what you need for a few days, and in fact, you can even take back some property, some payros for your friend and for your neighbor's family, and you can even sell it to him, in fact. You can even sell payros shivias, but not in a commercial way, not by weight, not by precise number, not in a shop, not in a market stall. You cannot harvest by saying, here's a small bunch of, it's taken me a bit of time to go and do it, yeah, pay me a few pounds for it, I would say £5 for this box. Not because there are exactly 50 apples in there, but because approximately that's a nice round number. When you harvest, you can only harvest in an amateur manner. You cannot go with professional agricultural tools, you can't go with a combine, but you have to go with your nail clippers or whatever it is to cut the things off the tree. It's a Beis Din, however, which is the concept that the Shlichei Beis Din arrange to go and bring in the property which otherwise would sit there hefker in the field. You can't even harvest in the normal way. They can go with a combine because you're not treating the crop as an owner. On the contrary, you're saying that the Kehillah is entitled to come and get it. So the Beis Din are organizing this. Nobody's making a profit. Why, the Baal Bais cannot make a profit from it. Why it's more expensive is another interesting issue. It basically should be cheaper because nobody's making a profit from it. But the posh of the terrace is you still have to employ the person to do the picking, has to be paid. You still have to employ the workers to drive it into the distribution. Everybody has to get paid. The shopkeeper is entitled for his time as well by sitting there manning the stall. And on top of all that, you need a whole kaza of shomrim because the Beis Din doesn't normally deal with these things. So you need all sorts of mashgichim and organizers, and they also need to be paid. So presumably, in fact, that's more than it would normally cost. And basically, you have to exercise or relinquish your bialos and you have to make the fields hefka. It's a very interesting issue, but of course if you make the fields hefka, before you know where you are, the animals will be coming in, goyim will be coming in, vandals will be coming and making themselves at home in your paradesim, having kumzits and lighting fires and goodness knows what. So you make it hefka, that'll probably be the end of your field, not just for shvius, but for all your entire future. So the poskim say, you can make it hefka, in this way, you lock all the gates, you surround it with a fence, you make sure your gates are locked with a padlock, you put a sign on it which says, this field is Hefka, if you want a key to get in, please call me any time of the day or night on such and such a telephone number. Another interesting halacha is that even though you've made it Hefka, it's not your field, there's a Mishnah in Shavuos which says, according to Beis Shammai, Ein Ochel Peiros Shavuos B'Tzoivah. Different gesoyes actually, but you may not eat from Peiros Shavuos except by giving thanks to the Balabais. And the halacha is brought down in all the Shavuos books that Yeshla Hudia Laval Hasodeh Ulohodeslo. That it's proper Derech Eretz, that's what the Hillel Machlokes Beis Din Shammai is referring to, it's proper Derech Eretz to notify the Baal Hasodeh who has relinquished his bialos. And nevertheless, to let him know that you're going into his field and to thank him for the payers. And I saw there in the Hagos of the Rishash on the Mishnayos a beautiful Ha'ora where he says, Mikan, he says, there, Yoshavti Haminhag, Sha'oimrim Lakoihanim, Acha Yeshuvo Minhaduchen, Yiyashe Koyach. As a Koyan, I was very interested in this. Because, what do you mean you've got to thank him for it? Why should you thank him? He's obliged to leave, given half a chance, he wouldn't be allowing you into his field to eat his payros. He has no choice. It's a mitzvah deraita, a chiyuv. It's not his. But nevertheless, the Torah teaches you derech eretz, that the proper thing is the person who, ostensibly in human terms, it is his field, you should thank him for it. And the same thing he says with the kohanim, after all, the kohanim have got a mitzvah deraita to duchen. And as he says, Asher rabim lo'agu alzeh. May people make fun of this because Kohanim are over 3 lavim if they don't go up to duchen. So they're mechuyev to do it. Why do you have to say yishikarach? They say, from here I see that it is the proper thing to say yishikarach for the kohenim. Whether it's the proper thing for the kohenim to answer baruch tiyah, that is another very interesting shmuz, which we'll save for another occasion. But I think maybe this could also be the reason why, as far as toilvos are concerned, there are only four ovos melachos, what are called ovos melachos, which you may not do d'oraisa with your fields, ploughing and sowing, and harvesting with grapes and reaping with the fields. Only four melachos d'oraisa. Midrabanon, there's a whole slew of toilvos, like watering and weeding and pruning and clearing the stones. And about these toilvos, Chazal said that they're allowed when you're only preventing damage. So,
and water.
Then you can water. And I was wondering if maybe the hezbo is the same hezbo, but when you plant and when you plow, you're showing balos over the land. Nobody plants produce in somebody else's field. You're doing it because it's your field and you're investing a tremendous amount of money for the future. That shows balos. The kenzine preventing damage is not showing balos in the same way. It's rather, it's caretaking. On behalf of the owner, I'm making sure that he doesn't lose and nothing becomes any worse. And because of this is one of the reasons that halachos of shvius are quite complex, because there are all sorts of ifs and buts and grey areas where, yeah, you could work the field under these circumstances. You really need to be an expert. How much is the plant withering? Obviously, it's going to droop a bit. It hasn't been watered. But if it's drooping so much, it's going to die. It's going to be damaged even, not die. Then you are mechuyev. Then you are allowed to come and work the field and to do whatever is necessary. I saw a very interesting thing on one of the shvius websites, of which there are many, but an Israeli one in Israel, where they had adverts around the information. There was an advert from a frum gardener who's advertising himself as being expert in Hilchos Shvi'is, because if you want to have a gardener working in your garden on Shvi'is in Israel, he has to be a shtetl posuk. He has to know what he can do. He has to know this leaf is good, that leaf is not good. He also actually has to know which shittas he's going to, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He is allowed to tidy the garden and do various melachos. He's not allowed to, so you have to decide which camp you're in. This is one of the complex issues of Shavuos, because we haven't had these halachos over so many years in order to fix a mesorah on whether we paskin like the Mabit or we paskin like the Beit Yosef, because we weren't practicing these things, and therefore the halacha has not been sort of nishtarish, and that's why you have these different minhagim between the minig Bnei Brak and the minig Yerushalayim and such like. Rav Volba, in his Sefer Ali Shul, uses the concept that we have no bailus in Eretz Yisrael. Shelo sinoig bahem kabal habayis, Lashon Rashi. Ki li kol ha'aretz, it's not our land. I.e., that we have a kinyan peiros, and we don't have a kinyan haguf. The land is not ours, but the trees are ours, the fruit is ours, we have a kinyan peiros. He uses this to answer a tremendous kasha, or ha'ara, upon him, on the Lashon of the Bracha we say every day in the Al HaMichya, we say that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Chem Tov Rechov Eshev Sisna Chalta V'Tzeinu Le'echol Mepiria V'Nisbel Metuvo. You've given us this land, you granted it to our forefathers, Le'echol Mepiria, in order that we should eat of its fruit and satisfy ourselves from its goodness. When you think about it, this is a Shikla Pele. This is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, in order that we should be able to eat the fruit, that's the whole tachlis of the land. And then again, towards the end, we actually daven and we say, bring us back into the land, we'll be able to eat the fruit. That's the whole tachlis of coming into the land, that we should be able to eat the fruit. And in fact, if you look in the Torah, you find that this is a machlokes haposkim. And he brings from the kosav, the sefer hamitzvah, the Kosovoid, the Yeshomrim, the Nochom of Piriyov and Islam Betuva. The In La Omroi. Shein Lachmoid Horet, Bishfil Piriyov the Tuva. El Lakaya Mitzvah Satuluyosbo. Adkan. So Sefer HaMitzvah says, you shouldn't say that. Ein La Omroi. Whole purpose is Lakaya Mitzvah Satuluyosbo, not to eat the Jaffa oranges. Of Halachas Gedodos Yeshomoi. Adoni Ovi Ara'o Shlohoya Omroi. The Rosh shouldn't say it. So the Beis Yosef says, and obviously the minag is that we do say it. We even say it twice. He doesn't bring down the second part of the nusach which we have. The Beis Yosef says the pshat is we eat the fruit and we can make the bracha. That's what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. That the bracha which we make, we have given us the opportunity to have beautiful fruit and to make a bracha. So he brings very beautifully, the Rav Volba wants to suggest that pshat is like this. He says, you don't have a kinyan haguf in the land. You only have a kinyan peiros. And that is what we're saying in the Nusach HaBracha. We only have a kinyan peiros. We thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, that you've given us the land of which, al kolponim, we're allowed to eat the peiros. You haven't really given us the land. It's not ours. But you've allowed us to come there, lechol me'piri of l'sbem tuvah, and to eat the fruit. And that is what we're being madgish. But he also brings an amazing bach, often or here on the Torah, an amazing, amazing bach. And he takes the other tack, he brings the Torah, the yesh omrim, ve'in la omroi, dibu hamaskil, ve'in la omroi, teima, what do you mean, ve'in la omroi? Halo kudusha sa'oret tanishba'as bo, ne kudusha sa'oret to'el yoino. He nishba'as gamba peru seho. So he's got some deep, maybe Kabbalistic kind of concept, mystical concept, that the Kedusha of the Eretz HaElyono comes down into the Eretz HaTachtoino, into the physical land of Eretz Israel, and the Peroseha Ayoinkin Mikdushas HaShchino HaShelchenes Bekerev HaEretz. The Peros have got Kedusha in them, which they get from the Kedusha of the land, which comes from the Kedusha of the heavenly land. Ki Alkein, his here, Va'omar, B'tot Pashas Masa, and that's why it says, V'losatame Es HaEretz. Don't be metame the land which you're dwelling in which I reside. Ki ani Hashem shoychein b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And he uses an amazing lashon here. Asha ani, says the Bach, shoychein b'soicha mamish beguf ha'aretz. Mamish beguf ha'aretz. That this Baruch Ben Shalom somehow resides in the physicality of the earth, of the soil, of the land. Nisal comes from our tumor, and I am pushed out as a result of the tumor shetimeisem oizol, which you make it from me. The nimshach mizeki gam kein arnoichi metalek shinosi v'soch b'nei Yisrael, as a result of which my shchina leaves the people. It's a long bach, and at the end he says al kein nicha shalnu machanisim b'brocha zu v'nochem epiriyam nisvon tuba. And it's very good why we say in this bracha v'nochem epiriyam ki ba'achilas peirusel onu nizoinim mekedushas hashchina u'mitahar osa. Because when we eat the peiros of Eretz Yisrael, we are fed or sustained from the kedusha of the Shechina and from its tahara, the nisba mituvasa, and we enjoy the spiritual good of the kedusha of the land. And therefore, there's a much deeper and much more profound concept of the Nochal material and nisba mituva, that when you eat peiros of Eretz Yisrael, it's completely different to eating peiros of any other land, because they've actually got kedusha within the peiros. Le'umas, there, of course, he says that if you're metame the oreds, ashani shochein b'soicha, then you're actually, as it were, forcing out the shechina from the land itself. Ashani shochein b'soicha, mamish beguf ha'oretz. According to this, we get a new insight into the famous Gemara in Sota Yudalo, Dorash Rav Simloi, mipnei ma'an yisave Moshe Rabbeinu l'konis v'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come into Eretz Yisrael? He's standing up there on the mountain looking at zoos, and it's other to come into the land. Davening or Eschanon El Hashem. V'chilecho mipiria o lispo mituva hu tzorech. There's our phrase again. V'chilecho mipiria. Did he want to eat the fruit? Certainly not. Ela tachom ha-Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha-ba mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael ve'im niskayim v'mele b'Eretz Yisrael. Many mitzvahs and only niskayim v'Eretz Yisrael. Ekoneis ani la'oretz k'lishis kamikulun. You only want to come to the land so I can be in time the mitzvahs. According to Rav Volva, according to the Bach, he brings down, the Gemara is not being sarcastic or cynical. She wouldn't really expect in the Gemara, why do you want to go in deep the Jaffa oranges? No, of course not, he wanted to go through the Buchan the Mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like. But then if the Gemara is being a bit cynical, according to this, it's Manish Gavaldik. The genuine question. Eating the Peros is a Gavaldik Azach. It's a way of bringing Kedusha in a kind of passive way into your body. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Kulei Kodesh, on the level of Hashav HaShvav HaShchina Mamesh, he's the Pal Pal Dabeboi, Bechilecho Meperia, who Tzorich? Does Moshe Rabbeinu need to get, for the rest of us is gone fine, fantastic, beautiful. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, did he have to get the Kedusha that way? No. He wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvah, which otherwise he wouldn't be able to be Mekayim. Agav, I thought of a very interesting kasha on Rashi, from this Gemara, which I dare say there are terutzim too, but I'll just share with you. The Kasha is a very well-known, famous Rashi on the Shema in Parashat Ekev. Hisham ru lachem pen yiftar avachem, v'chora af Hashem b'chem, And you'll be sent into exile. Not the kind of Torah, not the kind of mitzvah, you'll be sent into exile. And then the next pasuk says, and you should continue to put on tefillin and continue to put on mezuzahs, even though you're in Golos. And there Rashi, very famous Rashi, brings it to Medrash really, says, Afla achashetiglu, heru metzuyonim b'mitzvahs. Even after you've been exiled, continue to be distinguished in mitzvahs. Hinichu tefillin, afu mezuzahs. In order that you shouldn't be unpracticed in them, and they would appear to you like something new when you come back into the land. And that's what the pasuk means in Yirmiyahu. Set up for yourselves markers to remember how to do the mitzvahs. Cook those coins out, Rashi. Everybody speaks about this, but you're not really mechuyev the mitzvahs. The pasuk says you're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, but the main tachlis, the whole purpose of the mitzvahs, where they interact properly with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and with the kedusha of the Eretz Elyona, and all the mystical concepts is only in Eretz Yisrael. And the chutzah is mechuyev to do it as a kind of practice. Kum tois, the main purpose of mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Gemara mean? And why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to attain the Torah. Full stop. You can't be Mekayim the Torah realistically, properly, except in Eretz Yisrael. So why is the Gemara answer? To be Mekayim the mitzvahs, hatuluyos ba'aretz, as it were. What about the rest of the Torah, which you haven't been Mekayim properly in Chutz La'aretz? I was thinking, Kenzan, you could actually suggest, it doesn't say actually in the Gemara, that akonet ani, in order to be Mekayim mitzvahs hatuluyos ba'aretz, says Moshe. It doesn't say that. Let me come into Mekayim mitzvahs hatuluyos. It actually says, akonet ani la'aretz, Eskil one could suggest, as Google what the Gemara means. I'm not Mekayim the Torah in Chutz La'aretz properly. Let me come into the land so I can be Mekayim Kulon. All of them, all the mitzvahs, not the ones I haven't done till now. But I've got all Tariq mitzvahs you don't do in Eretz Yisrael. Other interesting suggestions one can think about on that. Right, I think the kasha is there. Kasha is a nice kasha. By the way, this concept, Velo Satame Esar Oretz, that the land is sensitive to Kedusha and to Tumah, is reflected in a very interesting anecdote recorded in the Sefer Kirchle Ur about Ravitzlik Blaza, Ravitzler Petterberger, the Goyse Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and it's brought down in those stories about his life that when he came to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the last century, Ravoy Hagriv le Eretz Yisrael le Yafoy, Orchoy lichvoy roi mesibo, Bishtatfus kol nichvodei ha'ir. They made a great studio for him to welcome him. One of the Gedolim come to Yafoy. And they asked him to speak. He's a sweet little incident here, and he refused to speak because he said, the same as Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave two shomrim to the mouth to prevent Lashon Hara. The lips and the teeth prevent the Lashon Hara coming out. He said, when I was younger, I had both lips and teeth. Now I've got the lips, I haven't got teeth anymore. So Mela, better not to speak. So he didn't speak. And somebody else spoke. In the Sefer Kirchweir, it says, Dibar Echod HaRabonim. One of the Rabonim speak. I'll tell you in a moment who it was, it's obvious. The Hevi HaMedrash, and he brought a Medrash, Yalzkut Eicha, V'tavoyu v'tetamu es arzi. They will come back, and they will be metame my land, says the Pasuk. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halavai she'tavoyu v'afilu tetamu es arzi. Halavai they will come back into the land, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they will be metame it. It's a mitzvah, this Rav darshans, to come on Aliyah le'Eretz Israel, and even if they're not metame there, the Torah and the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'aver, they should come, v'afilu to Tamu et Arzi. Miyad, Kalam the Fesah had Kriv or Bikish Ladaba. Immediately, the Ravitzler grabbed his teeth and he said, I want to speak, I've got something to say. And he jumped up on his feet and he said, it's true, as I stated in Medrash. But, HaKosh Baruch Hu is maskim mitzidoi, Einach Nami, HaKosh Baruch Hu maskim mitzidoi lekach. Avo haloi neema, but the Apostle also says, Velo soki haoret eschem v'tamachem oiso. Zehu segula Eretz Yisrael. Ze'enu yochol nisbel kishmetamim mitzav. The segula in the land that it cannot stomach tumah and averus in the land. And if they come into the land, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will welcome them, but the land itself will reject them. In which case, what is the purpose of coming? It will vomit them out. You could guess from the story, because the Rav of Yafo at the time was Rav Kook, Bechus Tzadik with Rav, and in fact I have a book about Rav Kook where it doesn't quite say this, but it does talk about when a Ritzel of Petterberger came to Yafo back in 1904 or something like that, and they made a big gathering for him, etc. So Lecher is almost definite that he was the one who spoke about the Gralding of Magnus and Israel, who welcomes back his children, that they should come. And he says, but you have to understand, the land is a special, unique kind of land which cannot stomach Tumah. I want to conclude with one other interesting question, which is, at the moment, of course, we're seeing all these adverts, Laman, Shomrei Shavuos, they need our support, they need our help. And an interesting question, why do we need the Vav, Laman, Shomrei Shavuos, and to help us support the farmers? Is there not a pasuk, the Tzivisiyas Berchosi, and I will give you my bracha, and I will command my bracha, and I will provide for you even for 3 years, if it's a shmita with a yovel, and you can't harvest and plow beforehand, and by the time things have been replanted afterwards, for 3 years I'll give you my bracha, and you will be sustained, promises the Ronis Yolim in the Torah. So the question is, Shavuos Bizman Hazeh is not Deraisa, it's an Idrabonon. So if it's an Idrabonon, does the bracha, which is promised in the Torah, when there's a mitachi of Deraisa, and I'll bring you bracha, I insist that you let the land lie fallow, and you don't exert bilus over it, and you don't look after it, and I'll give you my bracha. But here, Rebbeinu Shlomo's not saying a word. I never said you can't work in the land, you can work in the land. Chazal came along and said you can't work in the land, that's their problem. Let them set up a Zad Lamayim Shem Reshavias and support them. My bracha doesn't necessarily come. Or do you say no? A Kosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha, and if we're modelling ourselves on the Matzveh Shetov HaChomim on the mitzvah of Shavias Duraisa, and then there's also the Sma in Chosha Mishput on Hilchus Prusbel, I think, brings a raya from Tosfos that there's no bracha nowadays that Shemitah is only midrabbanon, because Tosfos says Tikkun Rabbanon is Shamei Zeichel Shviyas. We have Shamei Shviyas nowadays, Zeichel Shviyas. The Hadelo Tikkun Nami Yovel Zeichel Yovel. Why don't we have a Yovel nowadays? Mishum Da'im Rov Hatzibo Yecholim Lamed Bo. Because that is too much. A majority of people will not be able to stand up to such a nisayon 2 years running. Tractor small. What do you mean? What about the bracha? There's a bracha. So he says, "Ain bracha b'zman hazeh." Zetman Klaus from Tosfos, that there's no bracha now. There's no bracha nowadays. Not everybody agrees with that. Many achronim hold there is a bracha even b'zman hazeh. And the Chazon Ish points out that there's no raya from Tosfos, because the pshat in Tosfos could be Chazal won't make a takana which is soimech al hanes. After all, the bracha, even though it's mentioned in the pasuk, but nevertheless it's shelo k'derech hateva. It's a nes, and the Chazal won't come ein soimechem al hanes as yechidim ein soimechem al hanes. The koshkei Chazal won't make a takana which is soimech al hanes. Could be all sorts of other reasons as well, but that's the ikka what he says. And others say that even the Sma would be Masim. The Sma is not talking about Shemitah, he's only talking about Yovel when you have 2 years in succession. But with Shemitah he's Masim, there is a Bracha, whatever the precise chiluk might be between the two. But I would like to bring a Raya to the Sma from Tosfos in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, which I think is almost a Mefelusha Raya, Daniel Zati, a very interesting Raya, and very, very Bekitza. The Raya is like this. The Gemara asks, why can't the Sukkah be higher than 20 Amos? And Rava answers, because it's got to be Diras Arai and not Diras Keva. So asks Rabaya, if it's got to be Diras Arai, Im Kain, you shouldn't be able to make a Sukkah with Mechitza Shel Barzel, you shouldn't be able to make Sukkah extensions in gold and green built with brick, which is a Diras Keva. And for the Gemara, it's got to be an Arai type design. It doesn't have to be Mamish Arai, it's got to be a type of size, type of structure, which could be Arai if you wanted to make it Arai. Therefore, less than 20 is good, more than 20 is no good. Correct basis. If you're going to say that a sukkah does not really have to be Arai, can actually be Kera, then Why do we say, where does Chazal say that? Am I on my entire? Why is the entire Bisham in Simon Klola Bachag? It's a Simon Klola when it rains in a Chag. He can make a proper permanent roof, he can make planks, and he can hammer them down with nails and screw them down so no water will come in, like a perfect wooden roof, and then no water will come in. Why should it be a Simon Klola? And even if you're going to say, so this is a filu tim saloyme da offran eshum de gezeira tikra, even if you'll say you're not allowed to do that because Chazal forbade you to make a proper solid roof because you'll think you're sitting under your house, you won't make a distinction. Chazal forbade you. Mikol mokum kim de lo offer midra bonon, lo shaycha la meima shek shomim simen klola. Since that's just Chazal came and told you to do it, you can't say it's a simen klola. So it seems to be clear what this means. You can't say it's a simen klola because the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought rain and now it's coming down in your head. That's your fault. You're not sitting in a proper sukkah. I'm not doing it because Chazal told me not to do it. Okay, so Chazal told you not to do it. But I never told you not to do it, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You didn't build your sukkah properly. It's not a simen klola, it's a simen. You haven't made a proper sukkah. Make a proper solid sukkah, the world water won't come in on your head. I stop. The Yidden are sitting there in their flimsy little huts and the rain is coming down. They're being driven out. They can no longer keep the mitzvah. So it sounds like the Rebbeinu Shlomo in his Tanhogas HaTeva is not bound by the Rabbonon, which is beautiful because the Torah is intrinsically the Olam, the world has created, the Bria and the Torah work hand in hand. It cannot be at this season of Tishri when the Torah told you to come and sit out in Teva, it should be beautiful because you're being time mitzvahs and you're coming out. If it rains, it's Shaloka Derech HaTeva, as it were. It doesn't fit in properly with what the Torah should be. That's it, it's a Doraisa. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not obliged to refrain from sending rain and refrain from sending a klala because Chazal said you shouldn't sit under a solid roof. It's of course you came, you can't expect him to send bracha when Chazal said you should refrain from harvesting your field. So Lechaira, it's just interesting, it could be that this is Tosfos Lishitosei, the same Tosfos over there by Shlius in Gittin. It's the same shitter over here, that the Torah goes hand in hand with the Olam HaTeva, but that's when it's a chiyuv of the Torah, the writer, but not when it's a chiyuv, the Rabbonon. May we be zoicha, the korev, to a time when the Zman of Bracha over Shviyas, the Kula Amba, is the writer, and Kol Yisrael Shurim, Aliyah Mosom, the Kibbutz Doris, and Kinyan Beit HaMikdash, the main.